she barks at me, and unwraps the banana leaves to find rice and salted pork. Stupid girl! I know you ate some on the way! I am old, and I need this more than you! I say nothing and continue to stand there. You are a little thief! I know you are! You are not even grateful we took you in! Stupid little thief! Hearing her hateful words, I cannot find it in my heart to feel sorry for her any more, and I leave her with her cries and moans and the stench of impending death. The next day, the father brings the grandma home from the hospital. In the hut, she laughs and plays with the grandchildren, ignoring Chu and me standing outside the hut. A few hours later, while Chu and I feed the children their lunch of rice and fish, we watch the father walk up to Keem as he waters the garden. Standing in front of him, the father says something that makes Keem's lips purse. Putting down his pail, Keem walks over to us.
We have to leave in a few hours. The family can't afford to keep us. He says there's a family that will take us, and he'll return soon to take us there.
Keem's voice is strong and firm, but his shoulders sag. Keem and Chu are surprised by the father's abrupt announcement. I, on the other hand, expected it to come sooner, and I wonder how much I am to blame for his decision. We have lived with them for almost 2 months, and we have grown used to being there. I am thankful he has found a family who will take in all three of us. I am relieved that we will not have to go back to living alone on our own. Chu and I continue feeding the children while Keem returns to the garden. After their meals, I wipe and clean the children's hands and faces of dirt and dribbles. In the hut, Chu folds our spare set of black pajama shirts and pants, now faded and tattered, and puts them in Keem's backpack. By the afternoon, the father returns and asks Keem if we are ready. Keem nods. Grabbing the backpack, he carries all we have on his shoulder, while Chu and I follow him, our hands clasped tightly together. Our eyes looking ahead of us, we leave without saying goodbye to the mother or the children. The father walks us to a house a mile away and introduces us to the new family. He tells them we are good workers. Keem thanks the former father for his kind words and for finding us a new family. Taking Keem's cue, Chu and I bow to him and thank him. Abruptly, he turns, and without a word of comfort or bidding us good luck, walks away. This new family consists of a mother, father, and their three little children, who are between ages 1 and 5. They live in a larger hut than the first family, but still we are relegated to the corner of the room.